Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Hank Bray. Here he is.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Have a seat. Have a seat. Oh, there you go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it worked. Wow. Hey, did you break it?
Wow.
I got me a new whoopee cushion last night.
Yeah, I can tell.
At National Night Out. I think the Edward Jones booth was giving them, and they thought I needed a new one, so which they did. And
Yeah, it works good.
It works really good.
Yeah.
You know, who doesn't love a Bronx cheer?
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Hey, we got to talk about something. Yeah?
We got to talk about that cake that...
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
So we wanted to give a little shout-out to the Stylists Who Care Grace team. They'll be a part of the bucket raffle on Friday night at Walk with Grace. But just a little sample so you and I could talk up on the air.
A little.
Yeah.
And boy, that was good. That is good stuff.
So let's just talk it up a little. Maybe they'll bring us another one. No, just kidding. Anyway, it's a Scandinavian almond cake.
Oh.
And one for us to enjoy, but there's one on Friday night. It's really good.
Oh, my goodness. It is really, really good. And the sugar or the powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar.
Gets all over you.
Yeah, it does.
But you don't even care.
That's a good thing.
You don't even care. So.
Oh, it's very moist. And
oh, my goodness. Is that good stuff?
Nice filling. Scandinavian almond cake. So look for that. There are many things you can bid on during the Walk with Grace silent auction and be a part of the bucket raffle Friday night. We just need people to bid on it and offer some money, buy the tickets. I think that. Bucket raffle thing is a really cool, fun thing for kids, too, because they can kind of go through and put the ticket in, the thing that they'd like to win, or have their parents win, so, be a part of it on Friday night.
Unbeknown to parents sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, it's all right, though.
Sure.
It's all right, though.
I don't think there are any ponies or anything like that, so.
No, not yet.
No. Yeah, I did that once as a kid. I bid on a pony at a farm auction.
Did you get it?
Well, I could have. The auctioneer's like, anybody bid on this? And I raised my hand. He said, I bet you'd like it, wouldn't you, son? I said, yes. I was about 6 years old. And my dad came running. No, he doesn't. No,
not happening.
No.
Not happening.
Gee, I almost got a pony for $10. Oh, well.
Instead, your dad got your whoopee cushion.
Yeah, whoopee. Oh, yeah, that sure works
good.
Boy,
it works good.
It's got good sound to it, good quality.
Maybe Amy could get us another one now.
Oh, well.
Good quality sound of a whoopee cushion.
You got any Hanko today? Or?
I don't know.
Don't you?
Maybe. Maybe I have a couple.
A couple of Hankos? A
couple of Hankos.
Well, here I set it up for a thrilling visit, and you've just got a couple, so that's all right.
Well, we'll see what we can do, buddy.
All right.
Kellogg's breakfast cereal, Frosted Mini Wheats, has been clinically shown to improve conjunctive issue to children by over 20%. Is it creativity, awareness, or is that a bunch of Hanko?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say it's Hanko.
It is Hanko. Hanko, the 12 grams of sugar per serving, might improve attentiveness, but only for 10 things at a time.
Briefly, yes.
So, anyway.
I've noticed that while being on the air, too. Sugar doesn't really help. I mean, it may give you a little boost.
You're talking
boost.
About me or you?
Me.
Okay.
A little boost at first, and then...
But as long as you have your whoopee cushion, Phil.
Yep.
The streets of Houston went viral after Fox News reported a shark... allegedly swimming down a flooded freeway after a hurricane. Is that truth or Hank?
I think it's got to be true.
It's true. The same shark was spotted in New Jersey after Hurricane Sandy.
Was it? Oh, I don't know if it was the same one, but he was...
That's what it says.
Really?
But yeah, it's a joke.
That's Hank. Yeah.
An onion and glass of Gatorade can charge an iPod, Philip. At least according to the internet. Is that truth or Hank?
Well, I'm going to say that it's true.
It is true.
But it's probably Hanko on the internet. You know?
No, it's true on the internet.
Well, everything's true on the internet, right?
You can find something.
Well, right. Huh. Well, why don't you try it today? Put your phone in a glass of Gatorade.
And an onion.
And an onion, yep, exactly.
Although the practice of acupuncture is still not considered a science, Phil, 50% of U.S. health insurance policies cover acupuncture. Is that true or Hanko?
That's Hanko.
No, it's true.
Is it true?
50%.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I knew they did some.
Yeah, but 50% of it.
Wow, that's high.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and some people have pretty good results from it, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right.
President John Adams was the first U.S. president to keep family pets while living in the house, or living in the White House. Is that true or Hanko?
Which president again?
John Adams.
John Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that's Hanko.
It is actually true. Here's why. George Washington, a pet lover, did not live in the White House. He oversaw construction.
Oh.
President John Adams and his family's his pets were his first occupants.
Technicality there.
Yep. It's still right, though.
Yeah, it's still right. Exactly.
All right. Warner Brothers Studio is in danger of being sued by the mayor of Batman, Turkey. Okay. A city called Batman in Turkey, who claims that the movie is using their name without permission.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is fact. Legal fees, Batman. You
know. Batman Turkey. But that goes back a long... I don't know why they'd be just suing them now, because Batman goes back many decades. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
They probably found a way to make some money.
Must have, yeah.
Which action can prevent crying when chopping onions, Philip?
Hmm. Which
is
action?
What action? Is it chewing gum, holding a slice of bread in the mouth, or onions make you cry and that's that?
I've heard gum.
That's Hanko.
Is it?
Yeah. The enzymes in onions are a form of sulfuric acid, which irritate the eyes no matter what.
So gum wouldn't help. Yeah. That'd be a placebo.
Yeah. Okay. Give them all you want. I don't like chopping onions.
All right. What else you got, Hank?
It's a myth. Many alt-antlered animals are sometimes born with a third horn.
Oh, that's got to be true.
It's true. The rare genetic occurrence might be the source of a unicorn legend.
I was going to say.
Magical legend.
Magical legend.
Of yes. Unicorn.
Yeah.
From January 1980 to December 2022, California built 22 prisons and just one university.
I'll bet that's true.
It is true. Shell shock. The number doesn't even account for other types of correctional facilities built and run by the state.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Mm. Sad fact, actually. Well,
Boise residents may fish off a giraffe's back. True or false? True or Hanko?
So they're riding the giraffe, or they're
just sitting on it.
Or they're pulling fish off the giraffe.
No. Here's the sad thing. This had to happen to be a law.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's true.
No, it's false. Residents may not fish from a giraffe's back.
Well, I guess I don't get what the question was then, so all right.
Residents may fish from a giraffe's back.
Okay.
They may fish off a giraffe's back.
They may not.
Yeah, they may not.
So it's a law. So, yeah. I got
so,
it.
So how did that law get on the books? Wouldn't you?
I don't know. There's a lot of those weird ones. They've written books about actual weird laws and things that are still on the books, but... That's crazy. I don't know if there was a zoo animal that escaped and somebody was riding him trying to fish. I don't know.
Riding a merry-go-round on Sundays is considered a crime in Idaho.
That may still be on the books. I'm going to say it's true.
It's true.
So you can't fish off a giraffe and you can't ride a merry-go-round on Sundays. What can you do? Boy, oh boy.
Idaho state law makes it illegal for a man to give his sweetheart a box of candy weighing less than 50 pounds.
That's a big old box of candy. Man. That's got to be false. That's
Hanko. It is false. It's legal.
It's legal?
It's legal.
Oh, Hanko. Man, oh, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A species of glass frog with a transparent belly that allows its organs to be seen was discovered in 2015 and nicknamed the Kermit the Frog because its face and bright green color coloring resemble the music Muppets?
I'll say it's true.
It's true. It's a tribute act.
So. Oh, that's pretty good, Hanko. Yeah, not bad for saying you only had a couple. I'm impressed.
Well, not bad. Not bad.
I'm impressed, yes.
I'm trying to find...
A kicker?
And back in 1924, a monkey was convicted in South Bend, Indiana, of the crime of smoking a cigarette and sentenced to pay $25 fine and trial costs.
Gotta be true.
It is true.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Crazy.
The monkey was addicted to nicotine, it sounds like. And what do you do?
How's he going to pay the court costs?
I don't know. That's a tough call. $25, that was a lot of money back in the day.
In Indiana, no one may catch a fish with his bare hands.
That's got to be Hanko.
No, it's true.
True?
It's on the books.
What?
Yep, crazy laws on the books. No one may catch a fish with his hands, with his bare hands in the state of Indiana.
Well, remember that next time.
I'm done fishing in Indiana.
Oh, Hank.
So you can't go, what is that thing that most Southerners do when they stick their hand in this catfish mouth? What is that called?
You got me.
Have you ever seen that?
No, I don't
think they stick their hand, their whole arm in a catfish mouth. To catch the fish.
Oh, to catch the fish. Yeah. I see. Well,
what is that called? I can't remember.
I don't know. You can't.
Joanne did it last weekend.
Yeah.
She remembers what
can't
it
you
was.
Catch it from the gills? Like,
no, they actually stick them because these fish go in these big mud holes underneath the river, and they'll stick their arm in there.
Oh.
And then once that fish bites down, they pull it out.
Oh, man. I don't know.
What is it noodling? I believe it's called noodling.
Noodling?
Yes.
I'll take your word for it.
Noodling. I believe it's called noodling. I've never noodled before. And I'll never noodle in the state of Indiana.
No, be careful.
Yeah, buddy.
Especially on Sunday riding a giraffe.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Have a great day. Have a good one.